It's only natural that someone thought of making a movie based on the trendy gamer attraction of escape rooms. It's kind of a PG version of the Saw movies, you know, with a bunch of strangers stuck in some deadly contest. And it appears because we enjoy being put in a slightly insecure, paranoid situation, like wondering if that amusement park ride will jump the track, though we're absolutely confident it won't, probably. In this case, the hidden games master running an escape room might really be out to get us. The movie opens in the middle of a cliffhanger going full steam, then the title says, 3 days earlier. And we meet the six characters who have all received mysterious invitations to a room with the promise of big money for the survivor. There's a young college girl, brilliant but scared and timid, a cocky Wall Street stock trader, a scruffy stockroom boy, bitter boozy and chain-smoking, a tough female Iraqi war veteran, a down-to-earth truck driver, and finally a nerd who's been through many other escape rooms and reassures the others he knows what is awaiting them. What they get is a series of six bizarre rooms where they have to figure out the clues and escape in the nick of time from perils that include extreme cold, extreme heat, and Petula Clark's downtown playing on a loop. It's no surprise that our contestants get picked off one by one. One of them even turns out to be kind of a villain, you can guess who. And each character has a hidden trauma in their life, which turns out to be their common bond. Watching all this play out is a lot of fun. The film is nicely paced by director Adam Robitaille. The cast of unknown players from TV and B-movies are engaging. The movie stumbles, though, when it tries to wrap up the adventure. It looks like the writers, Bragi Schutt and Maria Melnick, couldn't decide what twist ending to use, so they used about four piled on top of each other. And in addition to opening with that 3 days earlier hook, they close with a months later epilogue. It's like they fell into all the gimmicks they were warned not to use in that first day of screenwriting 101. The inescapable conclusion is that Escape Room gets 3.5 stars out of 5. And also, oh, how do I get out of this review? Oh yeah, the magic words. For KPCW's Friday Film Review, I'm Rhett Baroff.